Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brandon Pajamski was talking about the future and sort of what he sees for himself. Quote, he's talking about Steph and Draymond. Quote, when they leave this thing, they got to leave it with somebody. How can I have their trust? And they go to Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy and be like, hey, we want to leave it with him. He's going to continue what we're leaving. So I think about that all the time, and I set myself up in that position to have that. And there's a lot of other things than just skill that you need to be in that position. All right. So that grabs you?
Yeah.
In a certain way?
Yes, it grabs me in many ways. One, what he's saying is there's more than skill. There is community. There's leadership. There is a long-term contract that you sign. That way you can make it so that you are going to be here. And it's more than just, I want to be the best player. I want to average 25 a night. I want to be the next Steph Curry. I don't hear that when he says that. The first part of it that I hear is him saying he wants to be in a spot after two more years or three more years where he's looked at as a centerpiece, not the centerpiece, but a guy that the team will want to keep and a player that Steph and Draymond will leave the team and say, you know what? The team is in good hands because Pods, he plays the right way. He plays hard. He plays with class. He's a Warrior. And if Steph and Draymond retire as Warriors, that's kind of also what I hear Pods say. Like, I want to be somebody to carry the torch and maybe eventually be a 12 or 15 year Warrior like these guys.
Jemski as a solid young role player who does a lot of good things that we see and a lot of good things that we don't see. He's far from perfect. He is not a completed picture. Steve Kerr has gotten frustrated with some of the things he does, whether that's barking at the ref or whatever. There was stuff down the stretch of basketball games when he was forcing it. His decision-making was off. Those are the things that he needs to do really well. He's got a little Brock Purdy in him. Like, he's got to be a good decision-maker because he's not going to overwhelm you physically. But I very much see him as somebody who's not going to hurt you out there. And then here's the other piece of his puzzle. He sees himself as, at least in the future, a big deal. Big deal, big deal, big deal. And all of you and we don't. But that doesn't bother me. You know, you and I had an interesting conversation earlier about, like, dude, see the world in yourself. And as long as that's not becoming a detriment to those around you, great. See greatness for yourself. I want everyone to do that. So why has he become the face of the opposition whenever somebody gets into the Kuminga and Warriors conversation? What is it about Brandon Pajamski that seems to bother so many Warrior fans? Let's hear from some of you. Let's start with Shane in San Jose. Hi, Shane. We thank you for the call. What's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, first of all, Eagles are covering tonight. I don't know what you guys are talking about. They're going to stomp the Giants. Second of all, I want to preface this with I love Pazemski. He's a great, great role player, and key words is role player. I think there's like two pieces to this. Part of it is that the two timelines thing is what frustrates the fan base so much, because you got Steph Curry, one of the best, if not the best point guard of all time, and they forced this two timelines thing instead of getting Curry some more actual certified shooters. And now we got Pazemski coming out here saying, I want to be the next guy. I want to be the face of the franchise. And it's like, he's a great energy guy. He's a role player. He's a glue guy. But he's not – one of his best attributes is that he can draw charges really well. Like, the amount of teardrops and layups that I saw this dude smoke in the playoffs last year made me want to tear my freaking hair out. And it's, I think it's just the disconnect between that and also the – fan base's frustration with the two timeline thing. Like, we wanted Curry to get more help, and now it's like, okay, I can't wait to get the franchise handed down to me. It's like, come on, man. I don't get it.
Okay, but Shane,
interesting,
Shane,
two timelines there.
Yeah, Shane, thanks. What if I said this? Boy, what a weird thing for somebody to be like, dude, your best skill set is taking charges. Hey, when did the dirty work guy become someone you don't like? Kevon Looney made a career in this town out of being Johnny Dirty Work.
Yeah, and that was more of a backhanded compliment toward Pazemski.
Yeah, like, if you are, how tall is he? What is he, 6'4"?
6'5", yeah.
Okay, and you're getting a lot of rebounds, and you're taking charges, and you're the floppy-headed guy who doesn't look like he belongs. Like, you don't fit the picture of an NBA player. Isn't that the guy that fans usually gravitate to? Like, he's kind of an overachiever in some ways, no?
Yes, he is, but it's the sense that he thinks that he's better than he actually is among fans. Fans look at him and think that Pods thinks that he's a player that he actually isn't. And I think that's where you get some of the disconnect with JK, because fans look at Jonathan Kuminga and think he's better than what Steve Kerr and the coaching staff think Jonathan Kuminga is. So Kerr's in love. He loves Pods. And he plays Pods all the time, even though Jonathan Kuminga's better. Why does Kuminga not play as much as Pods? Because Kuminga's got the ha-ha and the skeet-skeet, and all Pods does is run around and take charges and yell at the refs. That is the sentiment, and okay, it's not my sentiment.
I know it's
not. I'm representing many of the people out there,
but it's...
and I think that what Shane was talking about with two timelines, first of all, was that's a media fan creation. The team never talked about two timelines. And the other part of it is, that's not Pods' fault. That is the team's fault for drafting James Wiseman. That's the team's fault for trading Jordan Poole. Mm-hmm. And that's the team's fault and Kuminga's fault for him not being better than he actually is. Two timelines isn't working because the guys you took, the young players, have either been dealt or haven't developed. And there's enough blame to go all the way around.
Yeah, and that's obviously a bigger issue that brings up all kinds of other stuff and other players through history and whatnot. There are some simple answers to this. Brandon Pazemski and Jonathan Kuminga do not play the same position.
Right.
They do not do the same things on the court. So that's, like, I would love to dig into that. Why is that not enough of an answer already when someone goes, why does he get to play and him doesn't get to play? Well, they don't play the same position. They don't play the same position. That's a starter. The second answer, though, and this is the one that this is where people get into the feelings, is that, and I think that even this quote is an extension of this, Brandon Pazemski, like actually I would argue almost all Warriors not named Kuminga, have walked into the building. In fact, Jordan Poole might be the only other example. They've walked into this building and they've gone, dude, what Steph and Draymond built is otherworldly. This Warrior culture, I am so enamored to be a part of this. And all I want to do is do exactly what those guys say that I should do. That's what I want to do. Buddy Hield does that, and they've turned it into a big joke. In fact, it went viral when Steve Kerr went over to the sideline last year and introduced Buddy Hield to Steph Curry.
Right.
Remember that whole thing? Hi, this is Steph Curry. He's the best shooter on the planet. So when he's open, you give him the ball. And they made a big joke about it. But that's because Buddy, like countless Warriors, have walked into the building and gone, dude, this is dynastic. This is generational. All I want to do is do exactly the things that I can do to help out this larger cause. I want to be clear here. I have no problem if Jordan Poole and Jonathan Kuminga don't want that role. What I've always advocated, though, is that if you don't want that role, great, let's find you another team that will give you the role that you want, because I'm all about everybody getting the role that they want. But why can't, like, that's the hard part, but I think it's a big deal. Why does Steve Kerr, why is everybody so accepting of BP? For the same reason that they're accepting of Moses Moody.
Or Kevon Looney is a great point,
Looney,
yeah.
Or anybody else. Because almost everybody in the building is just like, this is incredible. Let's do exactly what they tell us to do. That's how most of the players have sort of reacted to this team.
And that's where the frustration for Kuminga comes from, internally and sometimes externally, because there are times when Kuminga showcases his ability, his willingness to do those things, and there are other times when he doesn't, whether it's rebounding, off-ball defense, on-ball defense, shot selection, ball movement, whatever the things are that he struggles with at times. It's that level of inconsistency, and you could look at Brandon Pajemski and what he's done in 2 years, and the things that never go away for pods are the things that they can bank on. Hustle and ball movement, ball handling, rebounding, defending at the level that he can defend. He's not a great defender, but he's usually in position, and he's out there giving effort. So those reliability tendencies for pods are the reason that he plays more consistently.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. And the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. All right, let's keep going. Stacy in Oakland is next up. Hi, Stacy. Thank you for the call.
Hey, guys. Thank you. Love you. Hey, do me a favor, Shane. Hold my beer. You missed the mark. The Charge King. Who can be mad about him wanting to someday take charge? Right? He's bought into the system. He's a great guy. He's a homegrown kid who wants to be the cream of the crop one day. Like, I just, welcome to Overreaction Thursday, my friends. He's bought into the system. You don't hear any drama about him. He shows up. He shows out. He's not the best at everything, but he's committed. Look who he's had as an influence. Kevon, Iggy. He's got Steph and Dre, and he's always up underneath them listening. When the huddle during the timeouts, he's not sitting on the bench just warming his knees. He's in that huddle. He wants to be a part of it. Not even want. He is. And because he is, he sees himself in the future being. I love it for the kid. Come on, y'all.
Okay, Stacy. Yeah, like, again, to me, this stuff, and I believe me, the dynamic, when I said earlier I don't get it, I don't actually mean I don't get it. I mean I don't kind of agree with it. It doesn't need to be this way, and I do think as we approach a week and a half when this season starts, there are going to be moments early in this season where some in the Warrior fan base are going to have to reacclimate, reintroduce themselves to the idea of rooting for people who have Warrior jerseys on. I don't know how long Jonathan Kuminga is going to be here. I want every bucket to go in when he shoots it while he's here. And if he ends up here long term, phenomenal. If this all ends up working out, if they figure out the puzzle, outstanding. But there is this dynamic, and maybe part, actually, if you want to point to a part of the pod's quote that is actually the piece of the puzzle that should be what we're talking about, it's not the part about him saying that he wants to be the main guy someday. It's the last sentence. The last sentence is when he says there's a lot of other things than just skill that you need to be in that position. Reminiscent of what Pat Spencer said
totally
last week when he goes, yeah, there's a lot of teams around the league that fall in love with length and athleticism, and that's what they focus on, and those are the teams that are in the lottery every year. I mean, that's I don't think that this is a thing inside the Warrior locker room, but it certainly is outside it, and there's an underlying tone there of this isn't about, as you put it, the ha-ha.
Sure.
This is about understanding the culture, understanding the business model, understanding respect of who's been here and who's still here, and elevating them and falling in line for what this organization is providing to you. Do you agree with that? Do you disagree with that? That's up to each fan.
Right.
I think that's what they're saying.
I think what he's saying is you have to be more of a complete basketball player, and I can't help but think about Draymond.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On Green, and I know you're not big on Hall of Fame discussions,
yep.
But do you think Draymond Green is going to be a Hall of Famer?
I do.
Okay. He might be, and I'd have to confirm this, but he might be the first Hall of Famer to not average double figures in points, rebounds, or assists. I don't know if that player is in the Hall of Fame.
Mm.
You've got Ben Wallace, who never averaged 10 a game, but he averaged more than 10 rebounds.
Rebounds, for
Dennis
sure.
Dennis Rodman's the same. You may not have any player in basketball's Hall of Fame who played in the NBA who averaged a triple single, and yet there's no doubt that he's a Hall of Famer, and it's because of what Brandon's talking about. Now, Brandon's not ever going to be Draymond Green defensively or even offensively. I don't think Brandon's going to be a Hall of Famer, but when you think about Draymond Green, he is a complete player. Not a great scorer, but incredibly smart, an athletic player, an unbelievable defender, top 10 all-time on defense, and all the rest of it. And so that's what I'm hearing Brandon say. Like, if he wants to take the mantle from Steph and Draymond, well, you're not going to be the best three-point shooter ever. You're probably not going to be DPOY, but can you be a complete player in the mold of those guys? That's what I'm hearing him say.
Well, and listen, I agree with you with regard to what I see in Brandon going forward, and we can have and have had conversations about what we see in Jordan Poole going forward, what we see in Jonathan Kuminga going forward, but good Lord, we all got the right to be wrong too, right? I mean, again,
the team was wrong when they drafted James Wiseman.
Sure.
So, I mean, everybody's wrong.
Like a lot of people who do become stars, we didn't see them as stars. A few years ago, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was just kind of a nice-ish young player. MVP of the league? Get out of here.
Tyrese Halliburton.
No chance.
The guy who, you know, slid. The Warriors passed on him. A lot of teams passed on him. And he was on his way in June to being the NBA Finals MVP.
Yes, he was. Yes,
and
he
so,
was.
And so, yeah, a lot of this, it happens in that fashion where Minnesota passed on Steph Curry not once but twice.
Yeah, and even once Steph got here, you could say that, oh, we see this has actually got some legs. You didn't see this. He's one of the most iconic players who's ever walked the earth. That's laughable to think about. No major college wanted him. So, you know, I mean, somewhere in this is related to our constant draftism conversations. I still think there's a lot of this out. There's a lot of it in the Niner locker room right now with the way people assess what's going on. Mac Jones comes in, wins three football games, and now here we are again with, well, he's taller and he has first-round pedigree. Yep. I don't
Big
care.
Arm.
I don't
yep.
care. I don't care. One of them went to the Super Bowl. So,
like, one of them won a national championship. The
correct.
Other one couldn't win the Outback Bowl.
Did he go to the Outback Bowl? And just
He went to a bunch of those second-tier bowls. I think he did. I'll confirm. Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.